A Jewish Journal article. David Hall on the Passover Interfaith Seder, Future Plans and More. The Passover Seder is a Jewish tradition celebrating freedom from oppression. It is the retelling of the Exodus from Egypt, with rituals, food, wine and song. The Passover Interfaith Seder is a new, global tradition celebrating freedom from oppression for all peoples. In turn, all are welcomed to the virtual table of the Passover Interfaith Seder. The Passover Interfaith Seder will be co-produced by Temple Adith or and sponsors include Mark Gerson, author of How Judaism's Essential Book Reveals the Meaning of Life, and the Lake Worth Interfaith Network. To learn more about the Passover Interfaith Seder, which debuts on March 28, 2021 at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I had the pleasure of doing Q&A with David Hall, who serves as president of the aforementioned Lake Worth Interfaith Network. How would you describe the Passover Interfaith Seder concept to someone not yet familiar? David Hall. Rich in tradition, the Passover Seder takes families all around the world on a special storytelling journey of the Hebrew slaves on their exodus from Egypt. Part of the Passover dinner, the Seder, is to invite strangers, friends we've not yet met, to join us in this celebration of freedom from oppression. The interfaith concept includes people from all religious beliefs and backgrounds to participate in the universal story of anti-slavery, in our quest for all to live in peace. Where did the idea for the Passover Interfaith Seder organization come from? David Hall. As president of the Lake Worth Interfaith Network, I've wanted to continue our network's tradition of hosting an annual interfaith Seder. Last year, we were shut down due to the pandemic. This year, we decided to go virtual, inviting the entire world to partake in this time-honored tradition of the telling of the Exodus. To most people who observe Passover, it comes and goes, meaning that it is observed for a week and then on to the next holiday. How much planning does it take to run something like the Passover Interfaith Seder organization? David Hall. We began plans back in December 2020, for March 28, 2021. Together, with an active committee of like-minded people, we are aiming high and low to be inclusive, educational, and fun in our desire to share the peace and freedom theme around the world. Who are some of the individuals or organizations that the Passover Interfaith Seder organization works with? David Hall. The co-producers are the Lake Worth Interfaith Network, or LWIN for short, and Temple Adith or DAO for short. Together, we decided to reach out to our community friends and partners to bring us all together in celebration. We attracted Mr. Mark Gerson, a New York-based philanthropist, and author of the just-released, bestseller, The Telling: How Judaism's Essential Book Reveals the Meaning of Life. Additionally, thanks to Dr. Donna Goldstein, one of our committee members, we have collaborated with the Emory University Candler School of Theology to present their large 700-plus Haggadah collection from the 17th century to the current day. These Haggadahs are the books used to present the Passover Seder and include gorgeous imagery and calligraphy based on the parting of the Red Sea miracle, the 10 plagues and so much more. We are also privileged to partner with Dr. Jerry Glantz, son of the world-renowned cantor of all time, Cantor Lieb Glantz, whose beautiful voice is simply one of a kind. We are utilizing his voice to enhance our 60-minute Seder presentation. You are also the president of the Lake Worth Interfaith Network. What is coming up for the network in the near future? David Hall. In January, we celebrated MLK Jr. Day. In February, we celebrated Black History Month with a 28-day anti-racism campaign on social media, featuring famous daily quotes of inspiration. In March, we are celebrating Women's Month and the Passover Interfaith Seder. Easter celebrations in April, and the National Day of Prayer in May. Our goal is to support and encourage interfaith activities both in Palm Beach County, the Southeast Florida region, and around the world. We've been very busy, as you can see. When not busy with wonderful faith-oriented causes, where does your free time usually go? David Hall. For the past several years, I've been growing my organizing and decluttering design business called A+ Clutter Clearing Services. As the CCCO, Chief Clutter Clearing Officer, I oversee and develop systems for people with TMS, or too much stuff. Even during COVID times, business has been robust and continues to blossom. When not working on clearing clutter and design, I love to garden, landscape design, and love outdoor photography of natural things. Ocean, woods, anywhere there's open spaces. Finally, I love preparing gourmet vegetarian meals with my partner, Ann Goldberg, and my son, Jackson Hall. Finally, David, any last words for the kids? David Hall. Kids, listen up. This Passover interfaith Seder is for you and your friends. Why? Because it's a generation-to-generation tradition that includes the four questions, as asked by the youngest household member, the four children, fun interactive songs, four cups of wine, and the afikoman, dessert matzah, where kids play hide and go seek with the leader of the Seder, find the matzah dessert and win a prize. So this Passover interfaith Seder is really designed to enlighten and entertain people of all ages, faiths and backgrounds. More on this year's event can be found here and here.